Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, July 3rd, 2018. Today, in 1938, the world speed record for a steam locomotive was set in England. The Mallard reached a speed of 125.88 miles per hour, or 202.58 kilometers per hour. Germany's largest social court in Berlin still has about 16,000 complaints about the Hartz-IV basic income support program. According to court spokesman Markus Höwe, around 1,000 new cases are received every month. This year, a total of 14,500 new cases reached the court by the end of June. Half of them are related to Hartz-IV. While this is a lot, now more lawsuits can be settled than new ones are coming in. The speaker emphasized that progress is being made step by step, but, quote, the mining of the Hartz-IV mountain of files will keep us in suspense for many years to come. According to the Justice Administration, each of the 140 judges at the Berlin Social Court decided around 290 cases in 2017. In addition to disputes on Hartz-IV, the issues at stake include pension and health insurance, the rights of severely handicapped persons, and job training and education. The number of judges has been increased in order to get a grip on the Hartz-IV flood of lawsuits. Approximately every second judge makes judgments exclusively in this area of law. On average, it takes 16 months to resolve a lawsuit. If an application for interim relief is filed, it takes less than a month on average to reach a decision. Last year, plaintiffs received legal aid in 5,240 proceedings, and almost 2.4 million euros were granted. The wave of lawsuits peaked in 2010, when some 30,300 new Hartz-IV cases were registered. Since the labor market reform was introduced in 2005, nearly 280,000 complaints have been filed with the social court in the capital. Companies in Berlin have to be more and more patient in their search for skilled workers. On average, it takes them 91 days to fill a vacancy. This is the result of a new evaluation by the employment agency. One year earlier, the so-called vacancy period, or the period in which an advertised position is still unfilled, was 85 days. However, how long it takes a company to find a new employee depends to a large extent on the occupational group in question. The search for personnel for senior citizen centers is particularly time-consuming. Elderly care positions have remained vacant for an average of 156 days. This is followed by jobs in food sales, 142 days, mechatronics, 130 days, and heating and sanitation at 128 days. In 2013, it took an average of just over 2 months before a vacancy could be filled again in Berlin. Today, 5 years later, it takes on average a month longer. Bernd Becking, head of the Berlin-Brandenburg branch of the Federal Employment Agency, said that this can, become a problem for companies. In the German capital, economic development in recent years in particular has intensified competition for workers. Berlin has been growing faster than many other German states for years. Because companies are developing so well, the demand for skilled workers is also increasing. Becker explained that, quote, in the last 5 years, more than 200,000 new jobs subject to Social Security contributions have been created in Berlin. This job boom is good for the people and good for the city. Despite the significant decline in the unemployment rate, a comparatively large number of people in the city are still without a job. According to the experts of the employment agency, the potential of placing these Berliners in suitable jobs is relatively high. However, the figures of the authority also show that the market is largely empty, especially in highly demanded sectors. At present, it is hardest to fill vacancies among nursing staff for the elderly and the sick. The situation is similar for plumbers and heating engineers. Berlin police have published photos of an unknown man in order to receive help from the public. The man is suspected of having pursued and sexually assaulted a 19-year-old woman from the Hermannstrasse underground station in the early hours of the morning of March 24th. The violent assault took place around 4 o'clock at the young woman's workplace, a shop in Hermannstrasse. It is only thanks to the fierce resistance of the attacked that the unknown left her and subsequently fled. You can find a link with the photos in our show notes. A man was stabbed in the stomach and seriously injured on Sunday evening. According to police, a 31-year-old man entered a wooded area in the Volkspark Friedrichshain to urinate. A 46-year-old homeless man who was staying there at the time felt disturbed and attacked the victim with a knife that was tied to a stick. The victim was taken to hospital for surgery for his non-life-threatening injury. The 46-year-old was arrested and handed over to the criminal police, which took over the further investigations. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.